seguendo allo studio Foce Mosaics, una delle serate organizzate qui in questa stagione. Abbiamo l'ospite internazionale Push the Tempo, che è questo collettivo di 6 giovani. Ciao!
Hello, hi!
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Lovely.
How old are you and your friends?
So I'm 23. Uh-huh. And yeah, we're all about 20 to 20, uh-huh. 21. Yeah, 21, 22.
How do you get close to drum and bass?
So my dad listened to it when I was growing up, and when I first started to delve into it myself was when I was about 14, 15. Sub Focus released a Taurus album, and it was an unbelievable album. I remember listening to it, like liking every song, like, oh my god, like, what is this, drum and bass, this is sick. So yeah, from that album, that's what probably got me into it.
Have you ever performed in Swiss before?
No, it's my first time.
First
Very
time?
Excited. Yeah, I love it.
Just UK?
Yeah, just UK. I'm playing Amsterdam in next month, so that should be good.
Wow.
But yeah, so we just started sort of branching out, spreading our wings.
Do you notice any difference between UK drum and bass and the one played in other countries in Europe?
There's a lot more like sort of neurofunk in Europe, which we were sort of expecting to hear today, but the boys that are playing now are playing stuff that's quite familiar to us, so it's interesting like how sound travels, but yeah, it depends where you go really. I need to travel more before I can give you a better answer to that, but yeah.
And how has drum and bass evolved through the years since Ronnie Size, Prodigy?
That's a big question. That's a history question. I'm not best placed to talk about it, but it's obviously quite underground roots. So like it would never get radio play really back in the day. And then I saw Pendulum. We watched a documentary by Pendulum, sort of explaining how like with the internet age, it was so much easier for drum and bass to like spread across the world. So it's sort of taken off 2000s, like it's gone more mainstream, but it's pretty big right now, let's be honest, which is good. But yeah.
And how do you think it will evolve in the future?
What, that's a hard question. Well, I don't know. There's so many exciting directions. I think places like, I think it'd be just better if like there's scenes in more places, because obviously like I'm from London, so it's like huge in London, but like places like Lugano and places like this, like if it could get like bigger across Europe, because like in New Zealand at the moment it's massive, so like it's literally just growing and growing, so like big festivals and stuff. You've got Rampage in Belgium, which is huge, like Tomorrowland's obviously huge, but like yeah, I feel like we'll see bigger festivals, maybe, I don't know, hopefully. I want to see bigger festivals, so that's the hope anyway.
And what's your favourite spot for drum and bass in London?
Oh, in London? I don't know. In London, I love Phonox. Phonox is a really good club in Brixton. XOYO is a really very good club in... where is XOYO? I can't remember. Camden, I think. Yeah. But yeah, there's some great spots in the Midlands. Nottingham's very good for drum and bass. Bristol as well. So a lot of places in the UK are very good.
What's your favourite artist in drum and bass?
Favourite artist? My dad used to play The Prodigy to me when I was a kid, so The Prodigy's up there. Chasing Status, lovely. Shy FX is from where I'm from in London, so bit of an inspiration. Sub Focus is killing it right now. So yeah, loads of people. There's so many good artists, like, big fan. It's hard to choose.
And what are you listening to in these days, these months?
At the moment, so much.
The most interesting artist?
At the moment, so an artist called Notion, although he's not purely drum and bass, he plays like bass and other sort of underground music. Notion's very, very good. Sub Focus is, of course, killing it right now. Saw Flavor D a couple of weeks ago. She plays some exceptional music. She's very good. Chasing States, of course, they've always been killing it. Arch. Do you want some input on this? Who are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to right now? I mix up quite a bit, but I quite like, you know, your Chasing Statuses, Shy FX, sort of old school jungle as well, like Benny Page and stuff. But anything like dance floor, mainly stuff that has words in, I'm generally keener on drum and bass that has words in, because sometimes I think it can be a bit too serious. And like, yeah, more dance floor-y, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, drums you can dance to. That's it.
Just electronic music.
Every music in general. I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, every genre. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Listen again.